there's a book that we read over and over again at my house. Actually, there are a lot of those. I have a preschooler, and as many of you probably remember, the refrain of "again, again" is one I often hear. But the one I'm thinking of today is called The Easter Story, and it's by Brian Wildsmith. It's a children's picture book, and I love it for two reasons. First, it has the most amazing illustrations, the kind that set your heart singing when you look at them. And secondly, because it is really a wonderful telling of the Easter story for children that in no way dumbs down the events from Palm Sunday all the way through to the Ascension. I also love it because it tells the story through the eyes of a donkey, without ever once skirting into cheesy or cutesy. Instead, we see the well-known events unfold with the donkey as the constant witness and presence. He begins the story close to Jesus as he gives him a ride into Jerusalem. And then as the story progresses, we see the donkey always present, but always in the distance, close enough to witness the Last Supper through a window and to watch Jesus pray in the garden as the disciples sleep around his warm body, near enough to hear the accusations of the trials and then to gaze at Jesus on the cross, always separated from him, until it is time to take Jesus down from the cross. And then it is the donkey that carries Jesus' broken body to the tomb. Like the women who prepared spices and ointments, the donkey returned to the tomb and saw the angels who said, "He is not here, he is alive again." And then he stayed with Jesus' friends as they lived into the mystery of Easter until Jesus ascended, returning fully to God. It is only then that one of Jesus' friends takes the donkey back to his home, where he then lived out the rest of his life, remembering the story of Jesus. It doesn't take much for us to see that in this story, we are the donkey. And yes, I'm aware of the myriad of jokes in that statement. But the truth is that, like the book that is read over and over again in my house, regardless of the time of year, we here come together to read and hear the same stories again and again. And just like the donkey, we remember again and again as we make meaning and remember who and whose we are. But we're not yet ready to return home. And so today we pause, and we remain with the confusion and the horror and the pain of the crucifixion and the tomb. We will not stay here long, just as Jesus did not. And then, like the donkey, we will soon live lives into the fullness of our story and spend the rest of our lives both looking back and living forward. In the poem the poet thinks about the donkey, Mary Oliver puts it this way. On the outskirts of Jerusalem, the donkey waited. Not especially brave or filled with understanding, he stood and waited. How horses turned out into the meadow leap with delight. How doves released from their cages clatter away, splashed with sunlight. But the donkey, tied to the tree as usual, waited. Then he let himself be led away. Then he let the stranger mount. Never had he seen such crowds, and I wonder if he at all imagined what was to happen. Still, he was what he had always been, small, dark, obedient. I hope finally he felt brave. I hope finally he loved the man who rode so lightly upon him, as he lifted one dusty hoof and stepped, as he had to, forward. You know, if it weren't for those pesky commandment things about idols and other gods and worshiping, I would totally worship at the altar of Mary Oliver every day. Because time and again, she is able to see to the heart of things and to put into words the very stirrings of my heart. Not especially brave or full of understanding. Then he let himself be led away. Still, he was as he had always been. I hope he finally felt brave. He lifted one dusty hoof and stepped, as he had to, forward. We are the donkey. Nothing special. Or so it seems, except that we carry, each of us, a piece of God within us, just as the donkey carried a piece of God on his back. We don't have to be brave or full of understanding, and yet there is hope that we will continue to grow into the people God wants us to be. And we do that by putting one foot in front of the other and joining the story and the mission of God to bring justice, compassion, and reconciliation into this world. And so that is where we are today. We are walking in the midst of the story, our story. We are carrying Jesus. We carry him with us on the good days when we hear the shouts of Hosanna, and we carry him with us on the not so good days when the pain of the world pushes us down. We carry him with us on the days in between as we, like Jesus, speak truth to power, eat and celebrate with our friends and families, and pray in our gardens. It is now up to each of us to make space this week to really walk and to really remember this story. This Thursday begins the Triduum, the great 3 days of the church year, spanning Maundy Thursday, Good Friday, and Holy Saturday. Come to these services and be present to witness and partake in our greatest story. Wash the feet of another on Maundy Thursday. Immerse yourself in the nearly incomprehensible sorrow and love of the 3-hour service on Good Friday. Walk from darkness to light and celebrate the first Eucharist of Easter at the vigil Saturday night, and rejoice with those who will be baptized. We are the donkey, and so this week, let us be just like that donkey, an abiding presence to the events that will lead us into the mystery of Easter. Amen.